Label, life, or a lookbook?
Ooh, good one. Hold on, let me think. Label, life, or lookbook? I think I want to do label.
L is for label.
And for me, a label is the same as a name, right? It's the same as like Michaela is for me, a label. And I think one of the problems with the fashion industry, and not to be negative, because I'm just like the problems with the fashion industry, because I love fashion, I really do. But one of the issues that we struggled with is that we really focus on big brands, big labels as being kind of the purveyors of fashion, right? And for me, when you look at small little fashion labels or brands, they feel more personal than when I look at maybe Dolce and Gabbana, or even though that's like two real men who live in the world who have very racist tendencies, like I think about Dolce and Gabbana almost separate from the creative directors, right? And I think one of the things we've really been, or even when you think about Kanye and like Yeezy, like we think about those things separately. And what I think the fashion industry needs to do is to integrate that, to humanize some of the bigger brands that we have revered for years, but also honor smaller labels that are really personal in not only their storytelling and their creativity, but in how they embody their brand, right? And so for me, when I think about label, what I think about is integration of like not separating the person from the label. And to me, by integrating them, we kind of hold designers a little bit more accountable than how we usually do, right? There's some brands in the world where we will have no idea who the creative director is, who the founder is, who they are. They're not the Oscar de la Renta's. They're not the, we don't know who they are. And so a lot of times, sometimes creatives can hide behind labels, and therefore they feel almost like keyboard warriors, like they feel like they're hidden. And so they're sharing their values. Like people who design our clothing, we are buying their values. Like if they value women's bodies, we're buying that. If they value super skinny, emaciated people, we're buying that value. If the sizes don't go over a size 10, we're buying those values. We're saying, you don't like people who are over a size 10, you might be a faddist, and you know what? Me too. Give me that dress. And so I think if we start to integrate labels with the people who are actually working in them with more transparency within the fashion industry, then I think that a lot of the creatives and creative directors that we revere would be held more accountable and would be more thoughtful about the art and the creativity and the values that they're putting out into the world. They wouldn't be able to hide behind the label. And they would be held to the same standard as smaller brands. They would be held to the same standard as minority brands who have to lean sometimes. It's funny because this is a question that a lot of Black entrepreneurs in my circle, we have this conversation about whether you own your Blackness and come out the door like I'm a Black business owner, a Black fashion business owner, or whether you hide it so that white people feel safe to buy your stuff. I clearly, as Blackity Black as I am, I'm clearly, it's clear what team I'm on. But I think there's value to my position, as I would because I have it, but I think there's value to my position because I don't want anybody to buy from my label if they don't share the same values with me. If you don't value Black people like I value Black people, then don't take my tours because my tours are all about Black people and Latinx people and marginalized people, right? So I think that we need to hold labels more accountable to know who the people are in that space, and then we can make an informed decision. Do I want to support this person, this label, and this value set that they're promoting?